The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
So, all right, we need drunk Doyle to do the intro.
Doyle, hit us with the intro.
The fact that you love volleyball is completely your business. That's all true. Right, this is Thinking Outside the Long Box, episode 201. You didn't think I'd know that because I'm drunk, but I do. And we're going to talk about, I want to say basketball, but that's wrong. We watch other things. What do we watch?
We're talking about Future Man.
Oh, shit.
Future Man. A man who goes into the past, but we call him Future Man because it's bullshit.
All right, all right. That's
enough.
You want
to spend your next 30 minutes with us?
That's enough intro.
Cut me off, motherfucker. This is my moment.
God, that was the best intro that's ever happened.
All right, we're recording.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 201 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
Oh, Jim. Oh, fuck. I'm
Jim. I'm on.
Today, we are going to be talking about a television show called Future Man. That has fucking nothing to do with basketball.
I just like basketball. I don't know. It's a funny movie.
Fuck, man.
Oh, shit, Doyle.
Shit. So, Future Man is a Hulu original. It stars a bunch of people. Hopefully, Juan has that pulled up because I realize I don't.
I realized I don't either. I'm pulling it up right
Dude,
now.
I'm in 2 minutes.
Basically, it's garbage.
Joel did not approve.
Okay. The main cast is Josh Hutcherson. The main cast is Josh Hutcherson. Doyle, shut up.
Dude, I can't.
The main cast is Josh Hutcherson, who plays Josh Futterman, Eliza Coop, who plays Tiger, Derek Wilson, who plays Wolf, Ed Begley Jr., who plays Gabe Futterman, Glenn Headley as Diane Futterman, and Haley Joel Osment as Dr. Stu Camilo.
Also, he's amazing in this. He makes me laugh pretty much every time he's on camera.
Not Doyle.
Doyle, tell us what you thought of Future Man, Doyle.
Honestly, it's just like, it's that solid, like, it's kind of funny moment for the entire three episodes or three seasons. It's just nothing about it made me laugh hysterically. Nothing about it made me sad. Like I didn't want to enjoy it. It just wasn't great. The first episode particularly was terrible of the first season, like terrible. But the second and third seasons kind of redeem it a little bit. I don't know. He is a future man, I guess you could say. There's technology, but it's just a lot of stupid sex jokes that are like really, you can kind of see them coming a mile away. That's my opinion.
It's got a 91% critic score, which is crazy, and a 83% audience score.
Okay.
91 critic?
Yeah.
So I don't know how that is fucking possible at all. Either they didn't watch the same show that I watched, or so I'm kind of with Doyle. It's funny, but it's not, there's no moment where I just like laugh out loud. It's always just kind of, and then that's it. It's the interview laugh. Interview laugh through this whole fucking show.
Exactly. That's the perfect way to describe it.
I feel like this show is the same no matter what episode or season you're in. Very little changes. So when I spoke to Gabe earlier and he said, man, I don't know if I can catch up. I just said, watch the last two episodes. You'll be fine. It's the same. Like nothing changes. They're trying to fix some bullshit. They never fix it. Things get fucked up. That's literally every episode in this show. It's just not that funny.
I do love that every time they lean into a trope from another science fiction movie, he calls them out on it. Like, every single time. That made me laugh.
Mostly Terminator 2. They fucked Terminator 2 left and right.
And they stole the little from Back to the Future.
They also steal the plot of The Last Starfighter.
And Quantum Leap. It's a just...
They also steal a bunch of scenes from Pulp Fiction.
Science fiction classics.
Yeah, like who chose this bullshit?
Me. Once again, nobody liked my pick. I found this fucking show hysterical. I fucking laugh my ass off at every episode.
That is the most racist review I've ever seen in my life. The guy just goes on and on about Jews and how they suck at science fiction. It is ridiculous.
About this show?
Yeah. Because I couldn't watch the full third season. Like, I got halfway through the third season and I was like, I'm literally wasting these hours of my life that don't.
It doesn't matter if we waste hours of our lives anymore, Doyle. Don't you know that?
That's true.
You're correct.
No matter what, you're just wasting them. You're not slanging beef, so you're wasting all that time doing nothing.
It doesn't matter to anyone else, so you're correct.
What I want to figure out is if you know we're going to be live on in a little bit, why your room progressively keeps getting darker?
Because I don't have a lamp, motherfucker. I don't know. I can buy a light bulb.
Like, you have a light in your room, though, right?
Dude, it's really far away. It's like...
He's so drunk that, like, 4 feet is probably a mile.
There are 6 or 7 obstacles in the way of me reaching that light bulb. Chances of me getting back slim to none. I'm just going to stay right where I am.
All right, so...
Just shouting from across the room at his computer.
So the show has to do with, no matter what season you're in... In the future, there are these robots that have made you, you know, they've essentially taken down the Earth, and normal people apparently live underground and eat rats, and they're trying, people from the future have come to the past to try and fix that. That's essentially all 3 seasons.
It's called right. Demolition Man, motherfucker. Watch it, it's better.
There's no time traveling in Demolition Man.
There's not, but it's a guy from the past from the fixed future. He happened to be frozen. Was time travel, different form of transformation. But people eat rats in the sewers, comes to relinquish them from their shitty lives, right? Am I right? I think I'm right.
Fuck.
Oh, God.
You know, he's drunk as shit, but that actually kind of still made sense in a Doyle kind of way.
That's what sucked. That's what sucks about that whole thing is I tracked and understood all of it.
Which either means knowledge of whether intoxicated or not is quite.
Am I right? Am I right?
Am I right? Am I right?
That's because we are as drunk as Doyle is. We are as high as Doyle is drunk.
Sweet the dog is a Yorkie, and in coronavirus, you cannot cut his hair, so she can't see where the fuck she's going.
There, I muted him. Made that easy.
Oh man, so we know Doyle hates this movie. Or show, I mean.
Everybody hated this show again. I swear I'm gonna pick a decent one.
I also was not a fan of the show. I'd probably give it not a full thumbs down, because there are some moments, and Seth Rogen being in the last season does make it a little bit funnier. I'd probably give it just below a middle thumb.
I think I would go a little bit higher than that, because it did make me chuckle, like, pretty consistently as I was watching the show. Like, it wasn't great, but it wasn't awful either. Like, it's something that I could definitely see myself just turning on just because I don't have anything else to watch. You know what I'm saying?
All right, Tim, tell us why you love this show so much.
I just think it is the funniest goddamn thing. Wolf is probably my favorite fucking character. His just extreme, constantly over the top just fucking kills me every episode. He spends most of season 2 kidnapping people and, like, black bagging them, because his restaurant is all about, like, thinking your last meal will be the most, like, delicious you ever eat. So nobody is ever as satisfied eating anywhere else except his restaurant, because they think they're all going to die.
And he goes down the coke rabbit hole.
And he's blowing a coke up his own ass. How is that not funny as shit to you guys? I was crying during those scenes when he's just like,
oh yeah.
He was just so over the top dumb to me. I don't know. It just was, just didn't, the weird recharge where they have to have sex. It just like there's just things that make no sense and are just not.
It's how they stress relieve real quick.
It's funnier that when we. It's funnier when we talk about it. But as I'm watching it, it's just not. It just doesn't make me laugh.
I'm kind of with Juan on that. Like, as I was watching it, I would chuckle and just be like, but like, just thinking about it is super, super funny. Like, it's, I don't know, it's weird. Like I said, I give it a little bit better than like a half thumbs up, like kind of somewhere in the middle, like a three quarters thumbs up, because I do enjoy it. And like I said, I'll probably watch it just randomly sometimes when I don't have anything else that I want to watch. I just want to watch something funny and dumb, you know?
Jason, one of our prestigious, that's not a word, prestigious Patreon producer supporters just told us that we are watching Goldfinger for our next pop culture classic.
Nice.
The 007?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Love that movie. Mel will be really excited to watch that. She loves Bond movies.
I want you to die, I think is that the line in that one.
I think you are right.
Double up and we watch 007 Goldfinger and Austin Powers Goldmember.
Goldmember's funny. I like that movie.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Gold.
It keeps saying Doyle Daniels is unavailable, so he might be dead. I don't know what's going on with him.
He did say his computer was acting weird, and I don't think it was just the Skype thing that happened to everyone.
He's definitely hammered, so...
Are we still recording?
Yes, we're still recording.
Yeah,
I feel like we just evolved so much.
Don't take your Alicia onto the bed.
No.
All right, so.
Future Man, I loved it. You all hated it. What else is new?
I didn't hate it. I said I liked it okay. With that said, this has been another fantastic episode of Thinking Outside the Law. Find us at TOTLB.com. Support us at patreon.com/TOTLB. And, of course, find us at tinyurl.com/TOTLBtube for our YouTube channel. And also, we would love to hear from you. Call us at 970-573-6148. Leave a message on the Michael Kirk Memorial Hotline. We would love to hear what you think about Future Man, which Doyle hated so much that he got drunk and left.
Well, he was drunk long before.
Yeah. But it's super. With that said, I've been Gabe.
I'm Tim.
I'm Juan. There's Doyle.
There's Doyle. Doyle returns. Oh, man.
Gabe, it might be better if you go back to the kitchen.
I am. That's why I'm pretty choppy like this right now.
I can't hear any of you. Can you hear me now?
Yes. All right. We said goodbye, everybody. We'll catch you on the next episode. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.